Off-Trail Learning. This is Blake Bowles. This will be the last episode you hear for a while because I'm going on sabbatical. Time for me to take a break. I wanted to publish a short episode explaining why I'm taking a break and what I'll be up to. So the main reason is I've been going for a long time and I haven't really taken a break. If you are self-employed, you know that it's hard to draw a clear line between work and life, and I have made my work very much part of my life and my identity. And I think it'll be healthy for me to take a step back from that. I have managed to save up some money that I can live off of. I have free time. I do not have family members who I need to take care of. I don't have a significant other. I'm not running any unschool adventures trips because of the pandemic. And I recently published a book and don't have other plans to write another one. I also need to step away from technology. I am constantly on my email. I'm constantly on Facebook. I'm constantly reading news. And that is just not healthy in high quantities. So I'm going to lower my dosage of all of those things. I also think that as a self-directed learner, I need time to indulge my many interests, and they are many. I love reading. I love listening to podcasts and audiobooks. I love writing to figure out what I think about subjects. And in recent years, in my free time, I have been reading about history and politics, health, travel, a lot of memoir, psychology, business stuff. I love connecting the dots between these different fields. When Grace Llewellyn wrote about the glorious generalist in her book, The Teenage Liberation Handbook, I identified with that description. And so I would like to give myself more time and space to indulge my own self-directed learning and see where it leads me. I still have wanderlust. I'm 38 and I still have a very restless soul. And I'm thinking that it's a good time for me to go back to where that restlessness started, which is South America, specifically Argentina and Chile. During this time, the podcast will be on hiatus, and I won't be publishing regularly through my email newsletter or my Facebook. I do intend to continue writing, which you may see in the form of blog posts appearing on blakebowles.com, which I've recently redesigned and is definitely worth your time to check out. I ran a wonderful little online micro school this fall called Self-Directed Learning 101. And while I loved that experience and I loved the group of teens with whom I had the privilege of working, I don't want to turn teaching online into a career. And I think I very easily could. But the one thing that running an online school really taught me was that I really want to work with young people face to face. That is where the gold is. That's why I love summer camps. That's why I love running international group trips. That's why I love traveling around and meeting people. It's just not the same. And I think that running all of these online programs, like we've been doing during the pandemic, online school, online conferences, these are band-aids. And once we can get back together in groups, face-to-face, that's what people are going to want to do. We are going to be burned out on Zoom calls and YouTube videos and everything else that we're putting up with for the time being. So another aspect of this sabbatical, in addition to reinvesting in myself as a self-directed learner and continuing to indulge my wanderlust, I want to go looking for a location to start a summer camp. If you've listened to this podcast before, you know that two summer camps deeply affected my life. Deer Crossing Camp in Northern California and Not Back to School Camp, which is held in Oregon and Vermont. And I'm close friends with the directors of each of those camps. And I've long felt that there is some place in the middle of these two camps, which are on fairly different sides of the summer camp spectrum, where I might be able to offer something new and different. There are a lot of other great summer camps out there, mostly located in the United States. And I actually don't think I want to compete with all of them. Kind of like when I started Unschool Adventures, I said, I'm just going to run trips that happen during the school year when there's virtually no competition. And the people who have the flexibility to sign up, I'll work with them. In that same vein, I'm thinking summer camps are so great, but they only happen during the summer. What if there could be a summer camp that happened during another part of the year? Well, if you go to the Southern Hemisphere, there's summer, and the Northern Hemisphere is winter. What if I started a summer camp in the Southern Hemisphere? This would be a camp that wouldn't be as easy to get to, but the traveling to get there might be a big part of the experience. And maybe this would not be a camp that would therefore be able to serve younger campers who are not able or whose families cannot afford to send them off traveling across the world in order to go to a camp. Maybe it would better serve those of the gap year and college age ranges, or even people farther into their 20s. I'm working all this out right now. The main idea is, I think I want to start a summer camp in the Southern Hemisphere. I've registered the web domain wintersummercamp.com, and I'm sitting on it right now. But fundamentally, I'm not sure what this might look like, or even if it's a good idea. I have to go find out. So that's going to be part of my wanderings around South America. I'm going to go see if I can find a site for a potential winter summer camp. Well, that's what I'm up to. That's why I'm going to go on sabbatical. I'm not sure how long it's going to last, but I'm sure something interesting will happen. I'll let you know. Thanks for following along. Take care.